You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is starting to warm up, well, sort of, around St. Louis. And that means folks are getting outside, trying to take advantage of nicer weather, looking forward to warmer seasons. And maybe you're thinking about taking the plunge, taking that first step, and venturing into running this year. Maybe some friends have talked you into running your first 5K. How do you make that transition from, sitting on the couch, or maybe running a little bit, like chasing your child on the playground or something like that?
Or running from strangers? I don't know.
How do you make that transition? How do you start this new adventure of running your first 5K? Someone talked you into it, and now you've committed to it, and you've got to get ready for it. In studio today to help us make that preparation for running your first 5K, Matt Helbig is owner of Big River Running Company right here in St. Louis. Matt, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's exciting to get to talk about running. And I enjoy, does anyone really enjoy running? I kind of enjoy it, but I don't know. It's probably not until I'm about halfway into it is when I enjoy running. Matt, when did you first develop a love or an interest for running?
That's a good question. I think running is interesting in that I don't think anybody just decides they love running. It's one of those, it's kind of an acquired taste. So, I mean, I started running, playing other sports growing up. So I was a soccer player and then kind of realized I had some talent in the running and kind of found myself on the track team and just kind of got into it that way, kind of organically. I don't think I grew up saying, I'm going to be a runner, but that's kind of what ended up happening. So, and I think that happens with a lot of folks. You know, they start running a little bit as just kind of an experiment and then they kind of, they get that runner's high, those endorphins going, and then they're hooked. Mm-hmm. And then that's where I come in.
And you get to tell a lot of other people how to do this and kind of guide people along their journeys now.
Yeah, so we opened our first running store in 2006 here in St. Louis, Big River Running Company. And boy, I've talked to thousands, if not tens of thousands of runners since then. So I've heard tons of stories. You know, I've been running since I was a little guy. I ran in high school, ran in college, ran post-collegiately for a little while competitively. And now I just run after my kids and for social reasons. So, you know, everybody kind of finds their niche and why running is important to them. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to get to be around runners all the time. And, you know, if you're ever around runners, they're happy people and usually pretty positive and they're great company to keep.
If someone doesn't have a lot of running experience, is there anything they should think about or consider before they start really down this path of committing to being a runner?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think probably the most important thing is to make sure you're in good health to do it. So, you know, if you haven't been active in a while and you decide, you know, one day you're going to get into running, maybe not a great idea to get off the couch and go out and try to run a 5K, you know, reach out to your physician, make sure that you're, get a physical, make sure that you're healthy and you're not going to have any issues. But, you know, if you're young and you want to get after it, you know, there's no reason that you can't get off the couch and start walking first. That's probably the best thing to do. You know, if you go out and try to run, you may run into some, it might be uncomfortable, you might get hurt, you may not have fun. So kind of easing into it is the smart thing to do when deciding that you're going to start running. It sounds kind of counterintuitive, but, you know, as you walk, your body kind of acclimates to the you know, the physical requirements. And then after you get a little bit of that underneath your belt, then you can start introducing some running. And then next thing you know, you'll be running, you know, a mile at a time, then two, then three, and then your 5K, you know.
I hear what you're saying, though. You want this to be a positive experience. You want this to be something that you'll want to continue. So first, you want to make sure that you've got clearance from your physician, that you're in good health, that you can do this, and you're not going to end up, you know, endangering yourself
in the urgent care.
Right.
That's not a good way to start a running program.
Maybe some really sore
sure.
legs, you know, that kind of stuff.
And then secondly, doing this incrementally rather than just, you know, putting down the potato chips and running out the door to go for a quick run, building up to that, taking some steps to do that in a healthy way that's going to leave you wanting to do it more.
Yeah, small bites instead of that big giant bite is probably the best advice I could give. And you know, just make small goals that you can reach along the way. You know, that keeps you kind of engaged and gives you something to shoot for each week. So maybe it's this week I'm going to walk for 30 minutes, and next week I'm going to walk for 30 minutes, but I'm going to run for 5, and then the next week it's walk for 20 minutes and run for 10, and then, you know, you kind of build up to where you're running for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 mm-hmm. minutes at a time, and next thing you know, you'll be there. It doesn't take that long. It's amazing how quickly your body adapts to you know, running and the requirements, physical requirements needed, but that's the thing. I'm always jealous of the folks that get into running late in life because they see so much improvement and they see PRs, you know, personal records, and they're, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, so excited and energized with it. Whereas, you know, I ran competitively for a long time and my fast days are over, and I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. But it's really fun to see people experience the sport through new eyes, and that's what keeps us, engaged and excited to go to work every day.
I like how you started to use lingo and then you caught yourself. But that's a good example of, that was actually a good segue to my next question. You know, running can be, for some people, it might be a solo thing, that's something they want to do independently. It's their time alone. They want to go do that alone. But for some, it could be a very social thing. Tell me a little bit more about the benefits of it being, there being some engagement with others or some interaction with others or having running partners.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with, you know, everyone has their reason for running, and some folks it's their me time, it's their time to think and reflect, and for others it's they want to be around people and they want to be talking while they're running and they want to hear the latest gossip and what's going on in their friends' lives. And
I'm selective about who can run with me, who can actually see me sweating profusely and breathing like it sounds like a train when I'm breathing.
So. I like plugging in, my aggression out.
We recognize that early on with our stores, and so we've tried to offer all kinds of opportunities for folks to come together. So, you know, at our two of our stores, our South City store and our University City store, we have Monday night group runs that are free year round. Every Monday night at 6 o'clock, you can expect to find between 20 and 50 people there, and of all paces. And so you can find people to run with, and it's usually not, there's a longer route and a shorter route, so you can kind of choose how far you want to go. But yeah, there's folks that have been coming every Monday night for 10 plus years, and they've made like lifelong friends from some of the folks they've met, and they meet during the week, and they're buddies now. And, you know, so that's one opportunity. And then there's other opportunities for, you know, if you're training for a half or a full marathon, we have a training team that takes place in the spring and the fall. And we have, you know, over 500 people signed up this spring training for the Go St. Louis Marathon in April. And so there's just tons of opportunities out there, and not just through our stores. You know, the St. Louis Track Club has some great things going on. Some of the other running stores also host these types of runs. So there is any night of the week, you could probably find a social group to get together with and get a run in.
So if somebody signs up for a race and they're all in, they're going to do it, but they've never done it before, how does somebody go about actually having a training plan so there's some structure to what they're trying to do?
there's lots of stuff on the internet. You could probably find 100 different couch mm-hmm. to 5K plans out there. So if you're, you know, if you're a go-getter and you can do that on your own, that's one way to do it. There are also programs out there like couch to 5K programs. Big River has one. We call it Start, and it's a great place for folks to get started with running. It meets for 10 weeks, and it leads up to two different 5Ks in the spring here, the Make Tracks for the Zoo Run and the Ferguson Twilight Run. So it's a super supportive group. It's mostly first timers, or it's folks that have taken a long break from running. So it's very it's a lot beginner focused. We've got great coaches that are, you know, used to working with new runners and returning runners, and they kind of hold your hand and take you through the steps, you know, gradually, and get you ready for that 5K. So lots of good ways to do it.
Do you find it makes it easier to register for a race, to have that goal in place first in order to kind of structure your training plan around that goal that you're trying to get to?
No, that's a great question. I think everyone's motivation is a little bit different. So some folks don't need that carrot at the end of the line there to train for something, and other folks won't train if they don't have, you know, a goal at the end. So, you know, signing up for a 5K is great motivation, because there's that fear like, well, I got to be ready, so I better go out and run today, or I better go get my miles in today. So I think I like that idea. That's how I work.
Commitment issues is what I'm hearing.
That's how I do it.
We have just a couple of minutes left, about 2 minutes left. pitfalls to avoid your first time around preparing for a 5K?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the shoe thing. So
that's your expertise.
It is, and there's a reason why we do this. Yeah. It's very important that you have a good pair of shoes that fit properly. So that's a good place to start. If you're wearing an old pair of shoes or something that's not ready to take the impact that you're going to be putting on your feet, that can lead to injuries and kind of hold you up. So getting a good pair of shoes fitted properly at a local running specialty store is a great place to start. Other things would be, like I said, trying to do too much too soon. That's another pitfall that people run into. So again, taking those baby steps, those small bites, and kind of, pacing yourself is probably a good way to put it.
How about the fit of the shoe, making sure that the shoe is right for you?
Yeah. So, that's one of the things that if you go to a run specialty store, they'll do a gait analysis, which is they watch you walk and kind of analyze the way your foot hits the ground. And then they make some recommendations and you get to try on a bunch of different pairs of shoes to find the pair that feels the most comfortable to you. So, buying your groceries online, buying your apparel online, but shoes is one of those things that it's super important to try them on and get a lot of options before you make a decision. So that's why we're here.
Very good. Check them out. What's your website?
Yeah. Website is bigriverrunning.com. And that has all of our information for our programs, our training programs. It has a race calendar to find that next race that you might be interested in running. And of course, you can shop and browse our inventory online and then come in and try them on.
I should have brought my running shoes. Now I'm inspired to go run today.
Thanks, I know,
Matt.
Me too.
Thanks so much, Matt, for being our guest here on the Coffee Hour today. It was great talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.